Thank you. Thank you. He showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see his hands, in his hands the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, you have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have
Yeah.
thy world with mercy and compassion. Exalt the horn of Orthodox Christians, and set down upon us thy rich mercies. Through the intercessions of our all-immaculate Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, by the light of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, former Reverend Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, all honorable apostles, Peter and Paul, of all the holy apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hearts and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, Athanasio of Cyril and John the Merciful, patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas of Myra and Lysias, Spiridon of Trimethos, and Nicarius of Pentapolis, the wonder workers, of our fathers among the saints, Tikhon, patriarch of Moscow, and Raphael, bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, great martyrs, George the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, Demetrius the nurse weaver, Theodore the soldier, Theodore the general, and Venus the wonder worker, of the high road martyrs, Ignatius the godfather of Antioch, Anarchos and Lothidios, of the holy, glorious, great women martyrs, Thecla, Barba, Anastasia, Catherine, Kiriaki, Othony, Marina, Menesker, and Irene, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone in the ascetic light, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of our righteous father, Makarios, the great of Egypt, the anchorite, whose memory we celebrate on this day, and of all thy saints, we beseech thee, O most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners, who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And a cherub revealed to him that he would enter the kingdom of heaven. Macarius lived to be 97 years old and died in the year 390. The younger Macarius also entered the monastic life to fight demonic temptations. Once a brother saw him fill a basket with sand, carry it uphill, and empty it. Astonished, the brother asked him, "What are you doing?" Macarius answered, "I am tormenting my tormentor, that is, the devil." He died in the year 393, well past the age of 100. On this day, we also commemorate the Venerable Arsenios, Bishop of Kerikia, and Venerable Mark of Genticos, Metropolitan of Ephesus, Pillar of Orthodoxy. By their intercessions, O Christ God, have mercy upon us. Amen.
Crossing the deep on foot as if it were dry land, Israel looked on the pursuing Pharaoh as he drowned and cried aloud, "Let us sing a song of victory to God."
We'll sing to God and we'll sing to them together.
Since thou shinest with thy divine light and thou dwellest with the angels, O Father, save by thy intercessions them that keep thy most sacred memorial as they cry out with gladness. Let us sing unto our God, for he is glorified.
We'll sing to God and we'll sing to them together.
Setting out in the path unto life, O all blessed, Macarius, thou wouldst finish it without turning back, escaping from the commotion of the world and scattering the turmoil of demons, while crying out in gladness. Let us sing unto the God, for he is glorified.
Sing to Josh and we sing to our own together.
Thou soest the carnal out mind through thy second wrestling in thy divine spirit, being guided by his divine power, O Macarius. Thou didst cry in gladness. Let us sing unto our God, for he is glorified.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thou forsookest all delightful things, O Father, loving thy delight that hath no end, in thy house of thy Lord, where there is sound of them and sincerely keep festival, and cry in gladness. Let us sing unto the God, for he is glorified.
Both now and ever, and both in ages and ages. Amen.
Thou didst conceive in thy womb the beginningless Father, timeless Son, when he became flesh for thy sake of us men, and thou gavest birth to him in time, casting all finding out. Unto him we joyfully cry, let us sing unto the God for his glorified.
The Son of all passed over the depth of the tempest, begetting dry land. For the water dried up on those sides like a wall, for the people to pass through his depths, singing songs well pleasing to God and chanting. Let us praise the Lord, for by glory hath he been glorified.
Thank you. Oh.
ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
My God.
For all the powers of heaven praise thee, and unto thee they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
who thou hast enriched from the grave like a bridegroom from his chamber, annulling death by death in order to create. Wherefore did the angels in heaven exchange glad tidings, and men on earth glorify thy compassion toward us in love of
mankind.
Free death is slain, and we are endowed with life.